This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We know about what happened with toilet paper supplies early in the pandemic, but did you know we also bought a lot of soft drinks in cans? National Beverage Corporation, the company responsible for LaCroix sparkling water, among other things, is set to release its quarterly results later today. In July, National Beverage said it's profited from people buying in bulk. And listen to what this has done upstream. It's hard now for companies to get enough empty aluminum cans. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
The run on products in aluminum cans during the pandemic isn't exactly like what we saw with toilet paper. But John Stanton at St. Joseph's University says that's not a bad analogy.
The system is so fine-tuned that as you start getting these small increases, the system starts to get a little out of whack.
And even before the pandemic, we were drinking a lot of soda water in cans. A survey by market research company NPD in 2018 found that Americans consume 3.3 billion servings of sparkling water. Now, hard seltzer manufacturers and even small brewers are vying for those cans, too. Tim Bullock runs St. Elmo Brewing Company in Austin, Texas.
You know, you can imagine that there's a pecking order for these types of products, and the craft beverage producer is going to be towards the bottom.
The Can Manufacturers Institute says aluminum can makers expect to import more than 2 billion cans in 2020 from their overseas facilities. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.